Praise the Lord. It's so wonderful to know I'm loved. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. God is good. Hallelujah. It's so good to be with you and to minister the word of God. As I was preparing, I'm thinking, you know, just about everything that I'm going to say, you've already heard before. But I guess faith comes by hearing, so we need to hear it again and again and again. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for teaching us tonight. We have attentive ears to hear and hearts to receive. We pray, Lord God, that you would give us increased revelation from the word of God. Bring encouragement to us. Help us to continue on in our walk of faith. And Father, we pray that whatever we hear, let it grow as seeds in our hearts and bring forth an abundant harvest in our lives. We pray, Lord God, that you will bring light where there is darkness, bring encouragement where there is despondency, bring healing where there was sickness, bring prosperity where there was lack, everywhere, Lord God, where we need to apply the word of God. We pray that this word will supply it, and we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of our message today is My Testimony, How I Live by Faith. How I Live by Faith. And as I was recalling for the introduction, that I got born again on February 27th, 1983. And my husband and I both work for the same company, and he and a couple of other people at work would be witnessing to me, and I would hear it, and I would hear it. And then he invited me to the church where he attended, and I went forward, and I got born again, got baptized in water, got filled with the Holy Spirit, and my life totally changed. So I owe my eternal life to my husband. Amen. And then in less than 5 months, we were married. So just about all of my Christian life, I've been married. And so when I talk about my life of faith, for the most part, it's been my life of faith while I've been married. And how many of you know that's a walk of faith?